It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop, and I'm your host, Glenn Coble. Hang on. Sometimes we forget to turn things off. I've had a rough morning this morning. I did that in the first break between with James Anderson, and I forgot to hit the right button. It probably has something to do with my age, or that I'm still kind of sleepy because my dog wakes me up every morning at 5:30 to go out. I'm not quite sure what the problem is, but I'm going to try and get it right. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop, which is a place where you can call in, and if you have an item to sell, anything to sell, with the exception of things that require registration, you know, like your house or a car or a gun or a boat, you know, that type of thing. We do not take those. But you can sell any of your other junk, any of your tchotchkes, any of your treasures. You can sell by calling in to 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll give that phone number several times during the next 45 minutes. And we hope that we can help you out. Call in and tell us what you have. If you have a price that you'd like to get out of it, you can mention that. If you have, if you are willing to negotiate, we'll talk about that. And then we need to know what a phone number is that people can contact you so they can talk about what you've got to sell. Or we definitely need, if you're going to have like a garage sale, and we do garage sales, if you're going to have a garage sale, we definitely need your address so people can find you. You can leave that with us. So, or you can also send information in. We have several things that have been sent in you can send them in, we will read them off here on Swap Shop and try and get people to come to your event. Or you can send in items that you're trying to sell. I've got a piano I'd like to sell, but you'd need 15 men, strong men, to get it out of my house. Plus, I don't think my wife would let me do that. Anyway, so if you're interested and you want to do any swapping, give us a call at 740-383-9944. One of the things I do for this show is we do either trivia or we do events or things like that. After I read some of the items that we've had sent in, I'm going to do interesting events that happened at the beginning of August over the decades and over the millennia. And there are several kind of interesting things that have happened. We have a note here from the Tiffin Flea Market, and they're going to have their flea market on August 14th and 15th. The 14th, it'll go from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. On the 15th, it'll go from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's free. It's up there at the Seneca County Fairgrounds up by Tiffin, and it's free, and it's open come rain or shine. So it'll give you something to do, right? All right, let's go to the phone, see what our caller has. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you didn't mention it, but can I say that I'm looking for an item?
Yeah, you certainly can. Yes, I'm glad you said that. Yes, please tell us.
Well, I'm looking for some truck speakers.
Truck speakers?
Yeah, the boxes.
Okay.
And then, you know, they go like behind the back seat or under the back seat.
I gotcha. And they come, yes, I've seen them, and they come in speakers so that you can attach them separately, or as a matter of fact, you could probably put them in the back of your truck if you're having a party.
Well, yeah.
All right, now.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
How big do you, is there a size or anything that you?
I don't know. I mean, most of the speakers, I think, that are in those are like 6x9 speakers.
Okay. All right.
So, you know.
That size or a little larger, but that you want them already mounted in a box, though, right?
Yeah, okay. I want them already mounted in a box.
Right. That's important because you can't move them around if they're not mounted that way.
I really don't have the ability to build a box around speakers. So.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I used to be in that industry, and it's really tough to build a good box for a speaker. Okay, now, if somebody has something like that, do you have a price you're willing to look at, or you just want to negotiate?
Well, we can talk about it.
Okay. All right, and where can they call?
That's 740-223-8779.
Let me read this back to you so I know I've got it. You're looking for a couple. You want two, I assume.
Yeah.
Most things are in stereo anymore. Actually, one of the albums that I played on was in mono. So you can tell how old I am. Anyway, you're looking for a couple of speakers that you can put in your truck. They need to be in a box. 6x9 is a good average size, but bigger is fine. And your price is negotiable. The number is 740-223-8779. Did I get it right?
That is correct.
Okay, we'll announce this a few times.
Oh, and they have to leave a message because I don't answer numbers I don't recognize.
I understand that. I will point that out. Leave a message. All right, very good. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, he's looking for a couple of speaker box, you know, boxed speakers that he can use in his truck. So they can be kind of mobile. You can move them around. And he's looking at 740-223-8779. Let's go back to the phones. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Heaven high, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. And you?
I'm struggling today.
What's going on in the great city of Marion, Ohio?
Unfortunately, I keep hitting the wrong buttons. But go ahead. How can we help you? What can we sell for you or find for you?
Oh, well, this is Thunderbolt Patterson just calling in.
Hey, Thunderbolt, how you doing?
Very good, and you?
I'm excellent. I'm excellent. Thunderbolt is one of our friends. We've had you were on a couple months or a couple weeks ago, right? With Scott. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And the things are going well for you.
Very good. Very good. I'm in Iowa in my hometown.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Waterloo. I remember. We talked about that. Yeah.
Yes, we just had Luthea's, the museum, and Dan Gable just had the yearly function, and it went very, very well.
Excellent. Well, the show that you're on, we usually sell or buy stuff, or but this is perfect. We're a little light.
Well, if that's the case, for all the listeners out there, if you need whatever you need, whatever you want to sell, whatever you want to talk about, when things are right, you're calling the right place. and well, you can get the best thing of whatever you have on your mind. Scott Pierce and the crew.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see to you getting excellent accommodations.
How was your trip out to Iowa? That's a long road.
Long. It was a very long trip, sir.
And you're not getting younger.
Very long and tiresome.
You're like me. You're a little bit over 50.
80.
I know you are.
Thank God for Jesus. And I just want to thank everybody for that great party.
Okay.
That I had there.
Yeah, for your birthday party, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I missed it because I had other things.
I was just calling this morning to say heaven hi to the world.
Okay. Well, we will pass that along to everybody. Glenn Coble, that's who I am, in case you didn't realize who you'd called into.
Yes, sir.
I will pass that along for you.
Thank you very much. And y'all have a real blessed day.
You too, Thunderbolt. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thunderbolt, one of the famous, world-famous wrestlers that has stopped in here more than once and contacts us quite often and comes on our shows quite often, Thunderbolt. And great guy. We spent a good, I don't know, a couple hours one day talking with him on our show with Scott and myself on the air, on the show on the air. And that man has a lot of things he wants to talk about, and all of them seem to be important. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, and the phone number, if you have something you want to sell or buy or give away, or you have a garage sale. Probably not a great day for a garage sale. Last time I looked, though, the rain had stopped. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I want to tell you that the Village of Richwood
is
having community garage sales tomorrow and Saturday. And there's a specific one at 221 Pearl Street, that's Richwood, that's having wonderful items, lots of hand tools, household items, golf equipment, and such.
So it sounds like the husband's getting rid of some stuff.
Absolutely.
I have two sets of golf clubs that my wife, I'm sure, would love me to get rid of because I don't play golf anymore.
Right.
But now, it's the whole Village of Richwood, or quite a bit of the Village of Richwood, is having garage sales tomorrow and Sunday?
Saturday.
Friday and Saturday?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Friday and Saturday. And your particular one is at 221 Pearl Street. And you've got your husband's put out his treasured hand tools and his golf equipment, and you've got other stuff, I'm sure.
And there'll be six other families joining in that particular garage sale. So
six
there's
families.
Many, 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 many items.
All right, let's get some people down there.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a good time. I hope the rain goes away.
It'll be gone.
All right, excellent. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, excellent. That's the type of thing we like to talk about. The Village of Richwood is organizing and encouraging garage sales on Friday and Saturday. And the lady that just called in, she lives at 221 Pearl Street. It sounds like a good find because they got stuff that guys like too. And she's got six families that are going to do it, so you know she's going to have soup to nuts, right? So head on that way. I should have gotten a phone number, but why bother? Just head on out to 221 Pearl Street in the Village of Richwood. Good town. I like that town. I didn't know anything about it until we moved here. As a matter of fact, I didn't know anything about Richwood until I decided to get into politics, and I did some campaigning there, and found that I really, really had a bunch of people that liked me and a bunch of people that I liked in Richwood. So head on out to their garage sales on Fridays and Saturdays, all right? We have a man looking for a couple of truck speakers. You know, He'd like them in boxes so that you can move them around. You're going to have to. Here's the phone number, 740-223-8779. 740-223-8779. You're going to have to leave a message because, like me, he doesn't respond to numbers he doesn't know. So just leave a message. He'll call you back. I promise. All right. And also, the Village of Ridgewood is having garage sales on Friday and Saturday. And this lady that called in at 221 Pearl Street, they got all sorts of stuff. They got six families that are joining together to get rid of stuff. So that'll be a great find for you. Go to 221 Pearl Street. All right. I was going to talk to you, and you can call Swap Shop here at 740-383-9944. I was going to tell you some things that have happened in the first few days of August throughout the millennia. Back in 1834, three decades before the United States, the British Empire abolished slavery. Isn't that interesting? Over three decades before the United States, or right around three decades before the United States abolished slavery, the British Empire abolished slavery. That was on August 1st. Also on August 1st, in 1980, Cinemax was launched. Have you ever seen Cinemax? They're quite spectacular. I've only seen two, I think, I've only been to two, and kind of fun to go to. I'd like to see one again. I really like watching films on the big screen, more so than on. I don't really watch many films in my home. I have a fairly good size screen. I don't know, a year ago or so, we went from our 31 to our 42 inch. I'm not going any bigger than that. It just in an 1100 square foot house, that's about as big as you can get. Takes up at most of a wall. So anyway, I do like going to theaters. I like the idea of having it kind of surround you with sound. I love that. I'm not real fond of the price of the popcorn. I know that I can make popcorn for a lot cheaper, but, you know, that's part of the deal. It's like going to a Major League Baseball game. If you go to a Major League Baseball game, like I have friends, some of my former students are, you know, bigwigs in some of these Major League Baseball teams. The last one I went to a Cleveland game. One of my former students is vice president there or something like that. He got me free tickets, and I thought, boy, this is going to be great. We headed up there after paying the $15 to park or whatever it was. We went inside, and, you know, a beer cost $7, a hot dog cost $10. we spent more money, I think, than any time I ever went to Wrigley Field back in the 80s. All right. Well, anyway, Cinemax launched in 1980 on August 1st. Also on August 1st, in 1981, MTV Network debuted on cable television. I remember that. Do you remember that? That was kind of a strange. I watched it and I went, who's going to watch this? But they're still going. And a lot of people love it. It's kind of a musical background that you can have in your house and look up and watch people dancing, or, you know, watch the kind of fun videos that they make for music anymore. A lot of them are kind of shady or kind of out there. So I don't watch it very much. But I did when I was younger, and MTV was kind of exciting when they actually started playing music videos. Day in and day out, you could get it. The very first video that was shown on MTV was it was the Buggles. Video Killed the Radio Star. That was the very first one. And the second one, and I don't remember that one at all, but the second one I do remember was Pat Benatar, You Better Run. Those were the first two videos on MTV back in 81, and that was on August 1st. Also on August 1st, back in 1957, the United States and Canada formed the North American Aerospace Defense Command. Now, that sounds like a lot of words, but I bet you, if you're my age, you know the name, the acronym NORAD. And it's kept us safe for years and years and years. Let's continue on. If you're listening to Swap Shop, you can call in at 740-383-9944. We've got a couple things that people are looking for or looking to get. A young man is... I don't know if he's a young man or not. Anyway, a person is looking for two truck speakers. They need to be speakers already built into the boxes and, you know, with the wire leads out or the little twist on things or whatever, however you can attach them. He's looking for a couple. If you make them or if you've got some you'd like to sell, call 740-223-8779 and leave a message. 740-223-8779. Also, the Village of Richwood is having their garage sales on Friday and Saturday. Let's keep the rain away. And a lady who called it in says she lives at 221 Pearl Street, and they have six families that are not donating, but are trying to get rid of some stuff at her house. So go and see what they got. I that's kind of fun. I like going to garage sales. I used to own a Play It Again sports store, and that's kind of what work was on Fridays. I would go to all the garage sales and look for sporting goods that I could rehabilitate, right? All right. If you have something that you're trying to get rid of, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. Also, we have a message here that August 5th, they're having Creaking for Critters at Paradise Nature Preserve at 5 p.m. Creaking for Critters. That sounds like a good time. We were just talking to James Anderson, who announced this, by the way. On August 6th, Kiddos at the Park from 10 to 11:30. They're going to go. It's for preschoolers. And they're going to take a hike, and they're going to have some fun. Also, boy, they're doing a lot of things on August 6th. They have News 4 Summer Walk. And that's going to be at the trail, Tallgrass Trail, at 6 p.m. And exploring the night hike. They're going to explore nighttime. And that's going to be at Paradise Nature Center at 9:30. They ask that you bring one of those flashlights that shines red as opposed to white because it's better for the eyes of the critters, right? All right, we also have... Alice Renee Hildreth, they're having a benefit for her. It's going to be at Blue Fusion, Saturday, August 14th, 2021, from 1 p.m. till whenever. Okay? They're going to ask for a $10 donation at the door. People that are 5 and under are free. Spaghetti dinner, garlic bread, salad. They're going to have an auction, a Chinese raffle, bake sale. And then they're going to have a poker run this coming week, July 31st. So that I don't know how they do the poker runs. Maybe somebody can give me a message about that. But it sounds like fun. And if they'd like to call in and tell me where that's going to be, that would be helpful. And when. But the poker run is scheduled for July 31st. All right. Let's see if I got any other... I got no more messages that were sent to us. So those are the things that we have right now. Don't forget, we have a gentleman looking for two truck speakers, or speakers in a box, basically. Two boxes with speakers in it, so he can put them in either in the back of his truck for parties or inside his truck for parties in the truck. And his number is 740-223-8779. And leave a message, because he, like me, does not respond to numbers he doesn't understand. You know, you can really get messed up if you keep responding to all those advertisements that come on your phone. The Village of Richwood having their garage sales Friday and Saturday. Now stop by at 221 Pearl Street, where they're going to have six families doing a sale. All right. All right, let's go ahead. We were talking about what happened in this on this date, April, not this date, but on August 1st, because August is Sunday. It's hard to imagine it's already here. But Sunday, August 1st. Now, what happened on August 1st? The Mindow Man was found in a bog in... at Lindau, Lindau Moss, Cheshire, in northwest England. That's a mouthful. Kind of interesting. I don't know what the Lindau Man was, but I'm guessing it was like Cro-Magnon Man or one of those ancient humans that they found in a bog. As a matter of fact, they found it in a bog at Lindau Moss, Cheshire, in northwest England. Now, some of the things that happened on the 2nd, which would be Monday, the 2nd of August, Henry Hudson sailed into what is now known as Hudson Bay. That's how you get famous. You sail in and name yourself your own bay, right? I've been looking at sailboats lately. I used to race sailboats. I raced from Chicago to Mackinac, I think, probably five times, something like that, maybe six. And I loved racing sailboats. And I raced on a 31-footer, and I was the foredeck guy. I was the guy that trimmed the spinnaker, that big, huge balloon-shaped sail at the front, and I changed the sails and stuff like that. Because back then, I was pretty young and pretty strong. Couldn't do it anymore. I loved me some sailing, and Henry Hudson also liked to sail, and he sailed right into Hudson Bay that he must have named or somebody named for him. In 1776, the official signing of the United States Declaration of Independence took place on August 2nd. Now, see, they're kind of fooling me there. It was signed on different days, apparently, and it was signed by certain people on this date. And I'm looking to see, they said I'm not going to even go any further. They're telling us when different people signed. And you probably don't care about that. Okay, but also on August 2nd, the first United States Census was conducted. There were 3,929,000 people. Well, let me recount that. There were 300,929,214 people counted in that census. Now, there are cities that are twice that big now in the United States, or more than twice that big. All right. On August 2nd, Japan's samurai farmer artisan merchant class system. Now, that's a mouthful too. Japan's samurai farmer artisan merchant class system, which was called Shinokoshu, was abolished as part of the Meiji Restoration reforms. That kind of I guess the last of the Magi, or not Magi, last of the samurai must have ended at that point. There are still people, I think they're samurai, but that died on August 2nd. In 1870, on August 2nd, Tower Subway, the very first underground tube railroad, was opened in London, England. It was called Tower Subway. I wonder if it's still there. I imagine the tunnel's still there. I don't know. Doesn't say. In 1873, on August 2nd, the Clay Street Hill Railroad began operating, the first cable car in San Francisco. Have you ever ridden on those cable cars? They're kind of fun. A little bit jerky, especially if you're going up or down a hill. But they're kind of fun because you get such beautiful views, and you can jump on and jump off anytime you want to. Now, when you jump on, you have to pay for it, but you can jump off at any point. Last time I was there, I think I rode the cable car all the way from downtown all the way out to the wharf, I guess they call it. And it's just a beautiful trip because there are so many different... Well, I think we went through what they call Chinatown. I think we went through an Italian area. I'm sure it's changed because when I was there, it was, let's see, oh, I don't know, 30 years ago, something like that. Anyway, on August 2nd, 1873, the Clay Street Hill Railroad was the very first cable car in San Francisco. And boy, they need the cable cars. It's hard enough to walk up them, let alone push a big multi-ton train up them. All right, in 1937 was passed in America, In 1937, the Marijuana Tax Act was passed in America, making marijuana and all byproducts illegal. I don't know if that was when hemp became illegal. They used to make hemp ropes that were, and they do now again, but the hemp was related somehow or other, and there was a big hullabaloo about hemp was good for all sorts of things, and medicine and ropes and it's just all sorts of stuff. And somehow or other, they made it illegal to grow hemp. Anyway, all right, let's keep on moving. We have a person looking for truck speakers. Now, a truck speaker, I'm not sure that that's the formal name for them, but what they are is speakers inside a couple of boxes. You know, he said he couldn't build the boxes, so what he wants is somebody to provide him with speakers that are inside, like, mobile boxes, boxes that can be moved around. If you wouldn't mind giving him a call at 740-223-8779. The price is negotiable, but please leave a message because he, like me, does not answer to phone calls that show up, and he doesn't know the number. So leave a message; he'll call you back. Excuse me, I had to cough there. That's why they have a cough switch. That's why you didn't hear it. All right, the village of Richwood. Is having a garage sale on Friday and Saturday. The whole village, you know, if you go to Richwood, you'll find garage sales all over the place. It's my guess. But the people that called me to tell me about that have their six-family garage sale going on at 221 Pearl Street. She mentioned that her husband is going to sell some of his hand tools. He's going to sell golf equipment. Those are all the things I used to love to look for when I went to garage sales. And with six families, you know they're going to have lots of stuff. So give them a chance and stop by at 221 Pearl Street, or just head on over to Richwood Friday and Saturday and see what all the different people have. All right. On August 2nd, 1973, the Summerland disaster occurred when fire spread through Summerland Leisure Center in Douglas. If you're my age, you will remember that. There were it was a terrible loss of life. 50 people were killed, and it says 80 seriously injured. Apparently, it started because some boy was smoking in the closet. Yeah, smoking killed in more ways than one, unfortunately. On August 2nd, 1990, Iraq evaded Kuwait, leading to the Gulf War. Most of you will probably remember that very bad war that changed all sorts of things. All right, on August 3rd, back in 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail for Palos de la Frontera, from Palos de la Frontera in Spain. So in 1492, on August 3rd, he took off. And we sort of know the rest. Not really. The history behind the Christopher Columbus stuff has been adjusted occasionally. And there have been some real sad tales told about some of the things that went on. In 1852, on August 3rd, Harvard University won the first boat race against Yale University. Hubba hubba, as my father would say. My father went to Harvard, so I guess they say that. I don't know. The race was the first American intercollegiate athletic event. I didn't know that, and I was in intercollegiate athletics for 18 years. I guess I should have known that that was the very first event, a boat race between Harvard and Yale. All right. We have a very fine a school that has a very fine rowing tradition, Marietta College. If you ever want to know about rowing, contact somebody at Marietta College and ask about their rowing team. They have been at the top of their group for years and years. All right. In 1900, the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company was founded. And we all know about Firestone Tire, right? For years and years and years and years, the only tire used at the Indy 500 was Firestone. I think that has changed since then. In 1936, Jesse Owens won the 100-meter dash, beating the world's fastest man at the time, Ralph Metcalf, at the Berlin Olympics. Now, I have a pretty close relationship to that. My mother was in the time trials for that Olympics. She did not go to the Olympics. She came up short, of course, time-wise, so she was not selected. But she was entered into it. I don't know what that entailed back then, but I'm pretty proud of my mom. And she's had very fast grandchildren. all three of my children were extremely fast. my daughter was so fast, she was one of the faster girls, or one of the faster people on the boys' soccer team back in when she was in high school in Athens. You've probably heard me bragging about my family way too much. We'll pass on that. All right. Let's go back and look at what we have. We have a couple of things. We have the Tiffin Tea Flea Market is going on August 14th and 15th from 9 a.m. till 4 on on the Fridays and three on the Saturdays. I think that's right. Better look here and make sure. No, that's Saturdays, it goes till 4, and Sundays, it goes till 3. Okay, so it's the 14th and 15th at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. Free admission, and they have indoor stuff, so that's kind of cool, too. All right, we're going to have, there's going to be a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth, Saturday, August 14th, from 1 p.m. till whenever it ends. A $10 donation is going to be asked for at the door. Five-year-olds and under will get in free. Spaghetti dinner, garlic bread, salad, all that good stuff. I had that last night, as a matter of fact. My wife made great spaghetti. Auction will go on. There will be a Chinese raffle. There will be a bake sale, a 50-50 raffle, and a whole bunch of more things to raise some funding for Alice Renee Hildreth. Apparently there's a poker run that's scheduled July 31st. Also, you might see if you can find out about that, and I do not have a phone number. You might call Blue Fusion, because the benefit's going to be at Blue Fusion. All right? Very good. Well, I hope you found something of interest that we talk about today. I'll give you those two things that we're looking for right here at the end of the show. And then I'm going to head out, and I have to go grocery shopping again. I didn't do a very good job yesterday after my show. And my wife has given me a new list that I have in my back pocket. All right. The two things that we're looking for more immediately... we're looking for two truck speakers, which are speakers that are encased in each one in its own box and can be moved about inside your truck or in the bed of your truck. 740-223-8779. Now, if you're going to call that number, make sure you leave a message, because... he doesn't respond to phone numbers he doesn't know. So leave a message, and he'll get back to you. Also, on Friday and Saturday, the Village of Richwood is having its, I guess you'd call them neighborhood garage sales. The lady that called it in wanted you to come specifically to her place, because they've got six families that are having their garage sale at her place. And her place is 221 Pearl Street. And there's all sorts of stuff. I'd like to go see that. I have way too much men's stuff. You know, hand tools and golf equipment. I've got way too much, and I don't do very much work anymore, and I definitely don't play golf anymore. So, but anyway, head on over to 221 Pearl Street on Friday and Saturday, and maybe you can pick up a good bargain. All right? All right, let me check over here. We only have about 20 more seconds. Thank you for tuning in to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, your host, and we'll be back on next week for doing the same stuff at the same time. We appreciate James Anderson coming on earlier, our Marion County naturalist, and you have a great day.